Racial identity isn't easy to talk about, and in a country that's increasingly multiracial, it can be hard to define. We have a biracial president who identifies as both black and white. But throughout American history, there are stories of blacks who chose to pass as white.
A couple of years ago, KUOW's Phyllis Fletcher told us about one of them, singer Ina Ray Hutton. Seattle writer Rachel Atkins decided to tackle the subject in a new play called Black Like Us. It's on stage at the Annex Theater. Our esteemed colleague Marcy Silman asked Atkins to give her a short synopsis.
It's a Seattle story. It's about a woman who in 1958 makes the choice to start passing for white, and then about the impact that that choice has on the future generations of her family. So the play actually spans from 1951 until today.
What made you choose this subject?
The play started actually as a 10-minute play for Live Girls Theater a little over a year ago. So October 2012, I was commissioned to write a 10-minute play for one of their reading series. And the theme I was given was exploration and discovery. And so I created a 10-minute play that was about three sisters discovering that their grandmother was black after their mother had died. When I wrote that 10-minute play, it was clear to me that that was part of a much larger piece, and so it's been growing since then.
But what prompted you to choose that subject?
I grew up in a multiracial family. I mean, my stepdad was black. He passed away just this past October. My stepdad, who raised me, was black, and I have two sisters, and we were three little white Jewish girls in New Jersey in the 70s and 80s when multiracial families were not all that common. And we would get asked all the time, you know, who's that guy with your family? And we'd say, that's our dad. And so, you know, from early on, and he and my mom were together from the time I was 7 years old. So, you know, through my whole life, I grew up very aware of these issues and questions of what does it mean to be black or to be white? What does it mean to be who we are? And how do we define ourselves? How do other people see us? How do we see other people? What kinds of judgments and assumptions do we make about people based on what we see? It's been a big part of who I have been through my whole life. And even hearing stories about my dad's family, that my dad was very dark skinned, but he had siblings who were lighter skinned, who could pass for white. His father did sometimes pass for white. So, you know, within his own family, we would hear these stories. So it's something that's been sort of a part of who I am for, you know, for a long time.
You live in Seattle now.
I do.
Clearly why you set the story in Seattle. When I think of present-day Seattle, I think of a city that has a lot of multiracial families. I wonder how this story might have been different if you set it in that New Jersey of your girlhood.
Sure.
Or, you know, Des Moines, Iowa, or someplace that maybe isn't as diverse as Seattle.
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly there would be differences. I mean, for me, so I moved to Seattle a little over 20 years ago. I've been here most of my adult life. And when I moved here as an East Coaster, I was surprised by the way people dealt with race and identity here. I mean, you know, I grew up outside of New York City where people are really in your face about what they think. And I came here and it felt very like, we're going to pretend that everything's okay and we're going to pretend that everybody's colorblind. But really, we're not all colorblind. And there are things in the play that are things that I noticed, like when I first moved here and I looked at a map of the city of Seattle and I was like, what is this? There are all these neighborhoods have names, but there's this big spot right in the middle. Like, why doesn't this neighborhood have a name? And somebody said to me, well, that's where the black people live. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, so we don't give it a name?
These two sisters, where the story starts, is in that neighborhood, which is actually called the Central District.
Yes.
It has a name.
Yeah, it has a name, but it wasn't written on the map. And that was remarkable, that was notable to me, that it wasn't labeled as such.
I'm talking with Rachel Atkins, and her play is called Black Like Us, and it's set in Seattle, and it starts in the 1950s. And it actually centers around a family, but two sisters, one of whom passes and one doesn't. I mean, I'm not giving anything away, right?
No, I think that gets exposed pretty early on.
And that whole notion of somebody who really felt she had to hide who she was in order to be loved is a really interesting thing. So there's the discovering about the story of your grandmother really being black, but this is also a story about not wanting to discover and wanting to hide.
And about families and about sisters and about the choices that we make. One of the things that I'm doing with this piece is we were taking the whole play in four parts to the First Church Men's Shelter in Lower Queen Anne. And we had an interesting discussion afterwards, after the men had seen the first couple of scenes of Florence and Maxine, the two sisters, early on. And one of the men talked about, you know, how can it be that these two sisters who were raised by the same parents could make such different choices, that for one of them, she could feel like this is the right path for me to choose to pass as something that I'm not and to see where that takes me. Whereas the other sister becomes very involved in the civil rights movement. The play begins sort of just as the civil rights movement is kind of getting underway. And so she becomes very involved in that here in Seattle and goes in a completely different direction. And so, you know, and that was an interesting conversation, too, that obviously connects to not just the issues around race, but, you know, how do we become who we are?
There are mostly African-American actresses cast in this play. What kind of response did they have to the characters and to this story?
I've been really lucky in that this play has had readings or productions as it's grown from a 10-minute to a half hour to a 1 hour. So I've gotten to work with a number of different actresses, white and black, through these roles. And what's been great about it is the stories that it brings up from people's own lives, whether it's their own experiences with racial identity or stories from their own families or from other people that they know. There's stuff that bubbles up for them that I hope is the same kind of stuff that bubbles up for audience members, of really getting you to think about, well, how do these stories relate to how I live in the world?
Thinking about 2014 in Seattle, we see a lot of interracial couples, multiracial kids, sure, all sorts of different configurations of family. Do you get the sense that people are more comfortable with that notion, at least here?
I think yes and no. I mean, I think people are comfortable with the idea that there's a lot more mix and mingle and that there aren't such hard and fast color lines as there were in the 50s and 60s and 70s. But I think, you know, it's sort of like when President Obama was first elected and people would say, oh, well, you know, there are no race issues in America anymore because we have a black president. And, you know, there are others who said, that's not true. There's no way that could be true. And so I think the same is true here.
Do you think that you understand the dynamics of your growing up with your particular family any better?
I was going to say immediately, God, no. I mean, I think it's gotten me thinking more about it. What I think is true about my own growing up and about this play is that there are no simple answers. And that's, you know, one of the things that's important to me about this play is that it raises a lot of questions and it doesn't answer many of them. And, you know, occasionally I get complaints, not complaints, but people who want, you know, who talk to me as the playwright and say, well, what's the answer to this question or that question?
You mean they
question?
Want a happy ending?
Well, they want a happy ending, or they want to know the simple response to these big questions about, you know, what does identity mean? I don't think that it necessarily helps me understand my own growing up anymore, but maybe it's helped me hone in more on the questions that have shaped me.
Seattle writer Rachel Atkins talking with our colleague Marcy Silman. Atkins' play, Black Like Us, is on stage at the Annex Theater through this weekend. There's going to be a post-play conversation about racial identity after tomorrow night's performance. This is The Record on KUOW.